Section B, and I think it was about time that Grandma entered the scene and started to give Johnny an earful.
I don't know.
Meaning to give him trouble.
If you give someone an earful, then they are in big trouble. Oh, I don't know. When I think about Grandma and getting in trouble with Grandma, that's the worst.
Yeah, because my grandma was really easy. She never gave us any trouble.
My grandma was really easy, too. But if you get in trouble with Grandma, that's like five times worse than getting in trouble with Mom and Dad. Because grandmas have like extra respect position.
They have so grandma power.
You start getting, you feel like the little puppy who peed outside of the puppy box. Sorry, Grandma.
Yeah.
Grandma starts it out.
Johnny, I can't believe you would do that.
Good Grandma, Cronus.
Well, you know, I practice.
Wouldn't do what?
That he'd throw out the dishes into the garbage. She can't believe he would do such a thing.
And he says, I know, Grandma. I just...
You're darn tootin', you know? This is kind of an old expression. If somebody uses the expression darn tootin', it's just for emphasis. It's like you might say, wow, that was a great performance. You're darn tootin', that was a great performance.
You bet.
Yeah, just... Yeah, you bet it was.
Right. And this, you know, means that you know that you did something wrong.
Mm.
And Grandma has been in the house for maybe 15 minutes, and now Johnny is on housework duty while she's there.
Now you're on housework duty while I'm here. So, yeah, she's laying down the law.
Uh-oh.
The rules have been set, and Johnny is on housework duty.
What do you say to Grandma when she tells you you're on housework duty?
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, yes'm. Yes'm is just a short form of yes, ma'am. And it just is being very quiet. He's not saying much. Yes'm.
Yeah, it's like saying yes, sir, when the police officer gives you a ticket or is telling you, you can't turn right on red. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Please don't give me a ticket, sir. Grandma says, you're going to mop the floor until you can see your face in it. Oh, boy.
So he has to mop the floor until it's so clean and shiny that he can see his face reflecting in the floor.
I think the focus there probably would also be on shiny.
Mm.
Because if it shines really, really bright, then you can see your face in it like you see
it's
your
clean
face in a mirror.
Yeah.
Ooh, that means a lot of waxing.
And you're going to dust every piece of furniture in the house.
Okay, if you dust furniture, it just means that you take maybe a dust rag and you clean
sure
it off, or maybe you spray some spray on it and dust it off, or maybe you take one of those chicken feather things and shake it over everything. And
it means work any which way you look at it.
And he's going to have to do that to every piece of furniture. And for a 10-year-old boy, cleaning your bedroom is already too much work, but cleaning everything in the house makes you want to cry.
Yes,